The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. There have been arrests in the theft of jewels from the Louvre in Paris, the BBC's Hugh Schofield in the French capital.
The two men are from the Seine-Saint-Denis area north of Paris. They're in their 30s. They have a background in burglary. They're known to the police. One of them was arrested trying to board an aeroplane to Algeria last night.
Tourists are scrambling to leave Jamaica before Category 4 Storm Melissa hits.
It wasn't until about an hour ago that we got a notification that we were going home.
Forecasters say Melissa could strengthen to a Category 5 hurricane tonight. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says he expects a meeting this week between President Trump and Chinese leader Xi Jinping will go well. He says a deal on TikTok has been negotiated by lower-level officials.
All the details are ironed out, and that will be for the two leaders to consummate that transaction on Thursday in Korea.
Bessent spoke on CBS's Face the Nation. CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, home for Matt and Nair on air weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. It's spooky season, and that means kids all over Wisconsin are trick-or-treating. Lisa Hale has some safety information for families.
I think when we talk about safety in general, every year somewhere in the country, there tends to be some sort of concern about candy. Now, is it happening everywhere? No.
That's Lieutenant Megan Cash, the Public Information and Community Resources Officer with the Appleton Police Department. To stay safe and for peace of mind, Cash says there are steps parents and kids can take to ensure their candy and other treats are safe.
Wait till you get home looking through that candy. Know where you're going trick-or-treating. Understand some of those concerns can still exist, but more of that concern is about just like making sure things aren't unwrapped.
Cash said when choosing a costume, to avoid long trailing fabric that can be a tripping hazard. If your child is wearing a mask, make sure the eye holes are large enough for them to see clearly, or forgo the mask completely and use makeup instead. Give trick-or-treaters flashlights or glow sticks to help them see better, and so drivers can see the little monsters, ghosts, witches, and Power Rangers better.
Trying to maintain that visibility is really important. But let's say you are going as a group, staying in that group, making sure that when you're moving in that group that you're staying on the sidewalks. Crossing the road safely is really important. You know, looking both ways.
Check with your local municipality for trick-or-treating days and times. And as you prepare for the spooky night, make it less scary by using safety tricks that make treats even better. I'm Lisa Hale, Civic Media News.
And I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is Civic Media News.
The Badgers lose in Oregon. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, college football. The Wisconsin Badgers losing on the road to the Oregon Ducks 21-7 on a rainy night. Wisconsin had six starting players injured and one of their best linebackers, Darrell Peterson, ejected in the third quarter for targeting after his hit on the Ducks' backup quarterback, head coach Luke Fickell.
This is a tough one to swallow again, but tougher because, you know, that there's some things to be proud of. There's also some things to be disappointed in. We can't play undisciplined. We can't have as many penalties as we have. We can't, you know, make really poor decisions, you know, one of our seniors to get ejected. That was one of those things tonight. We're not going to win a football game, especially against a team like this on the road. If we can't play more disciplined, we can't eliminate some of those big penalties. I think that stands out to me more than anything else.
So the Badgers are now 2-6. They have a bye next week, then host the Washington Huskies on Saturday, November 8th, with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap, home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mainly sunny for today, a high in the low 60s. A mostly clear sky tonight, low in the upper 30s. And more sun on Monday, a high in the upper 50s. After that, rain chances return for Monday night, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Currently, it's 37.
My name's John Driscoll, proud member of the Patriotic Millionaires. When I was CEO at CareCentrix, I doubled entry-level wages. The impact? Productivity went up, turnover went down, and the company was successful. When employees are off the clock, they're real consumers, the consumers that drive the economy with their spending. By paying employees a fair wage, we're actually helping out all of us in giving our economy the best chance to succeed. I'm John Driscoll. I'm a patriotic millionaire, and I approve this message.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation just announced the official start date for one of its biggest ever construction projects, the I-94 East-West Project, which will reconstruct and widen a 3.5-mile stretch of interstate highway in the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County. This is a massive project with an estimated cost of more than $1.7 billion. And with this official start date announced, also came estimates for how long this will take. Construction is expected to last until 2030. At the recombobulation area, this project is something we've covered extensively, including with an award-winning four-part series called Expanding the Divide. It might be worth revisiting that series and considering how unnecessary and expensive an extra lane is and how in southeastern Wisconsin, we're going to be dealing with construction and delays for the next 8 years in order to shave a few minutes off suburban commute times while the city streets and city problems go ignored once again.
Find all of Dan's work at the recombobulation area. Maggie Dawn.
At 5 o'clock, I'm joined by the chief economist for the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities. We talk about the shutdown status and what challenges Americans face with the removal of the ACA subsidies. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. 93.5 The Tap.
The music of the stars, 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 the music of the stars.
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Alfred Hitchcock, and this is Music to be Murdered By. It is mood music in a jugular vein, and I hope you like it. Our record requires only the simplest of equipment, an ordinary phonograph needle, a 4-inch speaker, and a .38 caliber revolver. Naturally, the record is long playing, even though you may not be. So why don't you relax, lean back and enjoy yourself until the coroner comes.
Thank you. are the stars out tonight? I don't know if it's cloudy or bright, 'cause I only have eyes for you, dear. The moon may be high, but I can't see a thing in the sky, 'cause I only have eyes for you.
Again. Tell me, my dear, are the bats out tonight? Let's forget them while we have a bite. For I only have eyes for you, dear.
I'll be yours, you'll be mine, while we're floating on shroud number 9, for I only have eyes for you.
This is a special kind of moment. I'd like to sink my teeth into. Zombies go by, but their heads disappear from you, 'cause I just want a neck.
It was inevitable that I would make a record. After all, my measurements are 33 and one-third, 45 and 78. Music to be murdered by was conceived in response to thousands of requests from members of my television audience. The program seems to have inspired them to murder, but did not furnish the proper atmosphere for it. It seems that during the commercials, the victims kept jumping up and leaving the room. Very annoying. This album will contain no commercials, but I would like to say a kind word for your friendly neighborhood mortician. Our next number is dedicated to him. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll never smile again.
These are the Ink Spots.
I'll never smile again until I smile at you. I'll never laugh again. What good would it do? For tears would fill my eyes, my heart would realize that our romance is through. I'll never love again. I'm so in love with you. I'll never thrill again to somebody new. Within my heart, I know I will never start to smile again until I smile at you.
I'll never smile again, darling, unless I smile at you. I'll never laugh again. What good would that do? For tears would fill my eyes. My heart would realize that our romance, honey child, it's true.
I'll never love again. I'm so in love with you. I'll never thrill again to somebody new. Within my heart, I know I will never start to smile again until I smile at you.
I trust that everyone is enjoying the music. As the title of the album suggests, this was meant for your listening pleasure while you are being done in. However, anyone may listen. We have no intention to discriminate. After all, the murderer has as much right to enjoy himself as his victim. Which brings me to this very practical aspect of our album. If you turn the volume up very loud, it will drown out screams.
Finally found a fella, almost completely divine. His vocabulary is killing this romance of mine. We get into an intimate situation, and then begins this character's conversation. He says, murder, he says. Every time we kiss, he says, murder, he says. At a time like this, he says, murder, he says. Is that the language of love? He says, solid, he says. Takes me in his arms and says, solid, he says. Meaning all my charms, he says, solid, he says. Is that the language of love? He says, chick, chick, you torture me, zoo. Are we living? I'm thinking of leaving him flat. He says, dig, dig, the jumps the old ticker is giving. He can talk plainer than that. He says, murder, he says. Every time we kiss, he says, murder, he says. Keep it up like this and that, murder, he says. In that impossible tone, we'll bring on nobody's murder but his own. He says, Jackson, he says. And my name's Marie, he says, Jackson, he says. Shoot the snoot to me, he says, Jackson, he says. Is that the language of love? He says, mm-mm. When he likes my hat, he says, what the heck is that? He says, woo-woo, he says. Is that the language of love? He says, hep, hep with helium. Now, babe, we're cooking and other expressions to wit. He says we're in the groove and the groove is good looking. Sounds like his uppers don't fit. He says murder, he says. Every time we kiss, he says murder, he says. Keep it up like this and that, murder, he says. In that impossible tone, we'll bring on nobody's murder but his own.
face in the misty light. Footsteps that you hear down the hall. The laugh that floats on the summer night. That you can never quite recall.
Yeah, now let me see.
And you see Laura on the train that is passing through.
Roma seltzer, Roma seltzer, Roma seltzer.
Those eyes, how familiar they seem. She gave your very first kiss to you. That was Laura, but she's only a dream.
Are you one of the frightened? It must have happened to you at some time in your life. You meet a completely strange set of people. They come into your life just as suddenly as they leave, and they leave you to wonder for the rest of your days. Was it real? Did you dream them all up? And why were you chosen of all people to encounter them? Here, have a glass of port while I tell you the strange story of Henry Harper, a traveling salesman. It was in Shanghai, I think, shortly after the Second World War, that Henry Harper had his curious experience. Now, Henry Harper was a rug salesman, which has very little to do with the story, except perhaps to explain that he was a man who was used to hotels, sleeping away from home, and constantly traveling in strange cities far from his native London. So it was that Henry Harper found himself in an obscure Shanghai hotel, a guest for one night. In the morning, he had an important appointment with one of the wealthiest dealers in the city. Henry Harper was tired. The noisy, jostling Shanghai streets, a veritable melting pot of races, creeds, and colors, had given him a headache. His eyeballs were scorched from the afternoon sun. So it was that when night came, Henry Harper was more than ready for bed. He'd unpacked all his luggage, attired himself in pajamas, and read himself to sleep, as has been his custom for many years. But he had fallen asleep with the lights on. It was perhaps an hour or two later that Henry Harper stirred restlessly in his bed. His eyes were still closed, but a curious scratching noise came to his ears. Now, Shanghai street noises had abated somewhat. Now the scratching sound filled the tiny hotel room. Henry Harper sat erect, peevishly, and opened his eyes to see what the disturbance was. Well, he was hardly prepared for the sight that greeted him. Seated at the dresser in the room, just at the foot of his bed, her back to him, was a lovely Eurasian woman, busily combing her hair as nice as you please. The woman's hair was fantastically long, its black length trailing down her shoulders to the floor. Henry Harper could only gape as the comb in the lady's hand ran briskly through the beautiful hair with easy, feminine strokes. It was the noise of the comb drawing through the hair that had awakened Henry Harper. Before he could open his mouth to speak to the lady, she encountered some difficulty. The comb became snarled in the clump of her hair. Without a moment's hesitation, the lady lifted her head off her shoulders and disentangled the comb from her hair. Henry Harper had seen enough. With terror chilling his brain, he sprang out of bed and flung into the room next to his like a wild man. Four bland Chinese were seated round a deal table having a quiet game of cards. Henry screamed at them about the woman in his room who had removed her head before his very eyes. The four Chinese smiled up at Henry Harper. "Oh, that," they said in chorus, "that's nothing. We can all do that." Whereupon they all, in turn, lifted their heads off their shoulders. So you see, Henry Harper had quite an experience. Of course, no one at the sanitarium believes this, but there you are. I suppose people always expect traveling salesmen to have a lot of funny stories to tell. Oh, by the way, help yourself to a cigar while I step through the wall here and go down to the cellar for another bottle of port. I do hate to take the long way.
My next remarks will be directed to those of you who have already been murdered. I hope you listen closely. By now you have learned the sad truth, that being a murder victim can be inconvenient at times. There is a lack of certain bodily comforts. You may already be on a cold slab in a drafty morgue, or you may be back at the scene of the crime, still warm and limber, waiting wearily while your murderer decides what to do with the body. This is the knottiest problem connected with murder. That is, unless your assassin is the highly original gentleman I once knew. He waits until rigor mortis sets in, and then uses his victims for bookends. They make charming conversation pieces.
Thank you. love you ever had. There'll come a time, now don't forget it. There'll come a time when you'll regret it. Someday when you grow lonely, your heart will break like mine, and you'll want me only after you've gone. After you've gone away. Somebody turn around your mind, and after the years we've been together, the joy and tears, all kinds of weather, someday you're going down hearted, you're gonna beg.
Thus far, this album has provided musical accompaniment to make your passing pleasant. Our next number is designed to drown out the sound of shovels. Music to be buried by. Of course, your assassin may have made burial unnecessary. So, if you are completely encased in cement and are teetering on the edge of a pier, please try not to pay attention to this next number. It is not meant for you. As for the others, if you spend your evenings watching murder instead of doing it yourself, you may recognize this.
Oh, my heart is yonder. So don't be afraid, little darling. Come on now, don't you turn away. Just you forget your fears and let me dry your tears. Tell me you let me stay. Give me a chance, little darling, to show you how sweet a love can be. You're gonna shine and you'll find the world's your Valentine if you just trust in me. Oh, come on now, don't be afraid, little darling. Your love is all I'm living for. Yes, I'm living for the day I'm gonna hear you say you're not afraid of me anymore. Don't be afraid, little darling. Your love is all I'm living for. Yes, I'm living for the day I'm gonna hear you say you're not afraid of me anymore.
You just put that needle in what is known as my flip side. I won't be able to sit down for a week. This record, by the way, is unbreakable, but not bulletproof, so I urge you to be careful. I can't put this too strongly. Please don't stain the rug. Put bullet holes in the walls or indulge in any unseemly struggling because it creates a bad impression. People might think you are the type that throws wild parties. It is undignified actions of this kind that give murder a bad name.
Music of the Stars for the holiday.
Perhaps I should mention that we have decided that this, the flip or homicide, is a little special, a little too macabre for the squeamish. Therefore, we have labeled it for juveniles only. Adults will not be permitted to listen unless they are accompanied by their children.
Homer and Jethro, Stand By For Murder.
Wanted for murder, wanted for murder by the songwriting clan. We massacre their pretty tunes, amputate their moons and tunes, sing the songs like crazy loons. We're wanted for murder by the songwriters of our land. It started with Over the Rainbow, for that we should be hung. You'd never recognize it as a song that Judy sung. Then we murdered Baby It's Cold Outside, and sure caused quite a fuss. For that crime we had little Junie Carter helping us. We're wanted for murder, wanted for murder, wanted for murder by the songwriting clan. We massacre their pretty tunes, amputate their moons and tunes, sing the songs like crazy loons. We're wanted for murder by the songwriters of our land.
Well, the Battle of Old New Orleans may go down in history, but the Battle of Cucamonga was our best atrocity. And then we sunk the Bismarck in her own way, that's a fact. Now the rider of it bought a gun, don't tell him where we're at.
That doggy in the winter, we hound dogged him real good. And poor old Elijah, we set fire to his wood. Take warning, you songwriters, from New York to Nashville. We're scouring all the latest hits for a brand new song to kill. We're wanted for murder, wanted for murder, wanted for murder by the songwriting clan. We massacre their pretty tunes, amputate their moons and tunes, sing the songs like crazy loons. We're wanted for murder by the songwriters of our land.
Are you still with us? The difficulty with this album is that we keep losing listeners, leaving me feeling like a man wandering about in a self-service mortuary. Our next number is a request. It is for Mr. and Mrs. Cyril Schwicky of Ashtabula, Kansas. At least, I sincerely hope Mrs. Schwicky is still with us. The song is Lover, Come Back to Me. If she is not around, her husband can listen to it in the basement while he waits for the cement to dry.
The music of the stars, he said in his deepest voice. For Halloween, of course. Oh, by the way, all these programs are podcast at civicmedia.us. What you do is you get on to civicmedia.us, look for shows, and scroll down. Okay, we're on the Civic Media Radio Network. My name's Lou Vergani, and thank you, Alfred, for hosting. News at 9 o'clock Central. Then we're back till high noon on most of these Civic Media Radio Network stations.
You
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. French prosecutors say some members of the four-person crew that stole priceless jewels from the Louvre in Paris a week ago today are in custody. CBS Lee Canary is at the foreign desk in London.
One of the men was arrested at an international airport trying to leave the country.
Category 4 Hurricane Melissa has a bead on Jamaica. The Dominican Republic and parts of Haiti and Cuba will also get torrential rain. This woman lives in Jamaica.
This hurricane is moving so slowly. It's not going to just come and move on. And I hear it's, what, 25 inches of rain we are expecting here. We are going to be totally flooded.
Melissa could become a Category 5 hurricane tonight. On day 26 of the government shutdown, neither side is giving in. House Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries on today's edition of CBS's Face the Nation.
We were not going to support a partisan Republican spending bill that continues to gut the health care of the American people.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.